Blog Talk Radio.
I really like this.
I'm trying to think of what is. Can everyone else hear us?
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power.
Go ahead.
It's all right. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us from all around the world tonight. This is Friday, March 11, 11 March 2022. You have joined with us for the Establishing Your Faith program. This is the Establishing Your Faith program with the Community of Faith. Our leader is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
And we're glad to have you with us. Call your friends and relatives around you and say, come on, let's study the Word of God with this group of believers. And your life will be established in the things of God. Our foundation verse, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, is this is the victory that overcomes this world, even our faith. Now, watch this. Then Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, by faith it is possible to please him. Because he who comes to God must believe that he, God, exists. Say it, I believe you exist. And I know that you reward me when I diligently seek you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So everything we're going to do tonight is going to disciple you and establish in you a greater level of faith tonight. And the next thing you know, you're going to be up there swinging on the rafters going, woo, look at me go, look at me go. All of our friends around the world in whatever nation you're in, we would love to hear from you. You can shoot us an email. It's right in the notes, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can go on. Listen to this now. I keep forgetting to say this, and I won't no more. I will not forget to say this again. On our website, samueljcottle.com, there is a link at the end of the home screen that says prayer request. If you have a prayer request, you can go to samueljcottle.com, put your prayer request in there, and that comes straight to my email address, and I get to see those prayer requests, whatever they may be. If you are in the Ukraine tonight and you need us to pray for something specific, go to the website, samueljcottle.com, and click on the prayer request. It's on the home screen. And you'll be able to send us a prayer request right while we're live on this program so we can pray for you tonight. Even if you can't get on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, we welcome you to use that prayer request form. That's pretty cool. It's been there all along for whatever reason. I don't know. I just looked at today. I'm like, does it even work? And I typed a prayer request into myself, and I prayed for myself. It was pretty cool. Guess what? And the prayer got answered immediately. That's pretty cool. You give yourself a prayer request, and then you pray for yourself, and then it's answered. And you're like, well, hallelujah. Would you look at that right there in Jesus' mighty name. We welcome you. Those of you around the world, gather some friends together. However you're receiving this, on your phone, through the internet, you might even be on Skype. Skype, there's some place in there where you can actually listen live through Skype on Blog Talk Radio, and that'll be a blessing to you tonight. Our subject tonight is God's supernatural force on this earth, the body of Christ flowing in the gifts. This is session number, forgot to put it in, session number. This is session number, who knows? Session number 5. Yeah, it's probably 5. Yeah, it's good. I like that 5. And we'll be glad. We're gonna tear this thing up tonight. A little better, hear me? Well, turn your volume up. Make sure the volume inside the app is up. and make sure the volume on your phone is up.
You need to get those little speakers like we have.
And then go outside and turn the volume up in your car, because maybe that will help you a little bit. It's very interesting how you got to find about three different volumes every time you're looking for volume.
Yeah.
And if all else fails, you can always go to this little TV icon up here in the corner, right up here. Whoops.
It's a little square.
Little square TV. Other way, finger, right there.
Yeah.
And that'll broadcast it right up to your TV. And I guarantee you, you'll have enough volume that way. Sister Francetta does it. That's why she likes to be over there in Facebook Live, because she can broadcast that right up there. And I truly believe you can do it also to YouTube Live too. I'm not sure, but I would imagine you can. Probably pretty much anything you can get up on your TV, you can get there. Now, it's time for us to go live and start our time of prayer tonight. We always honor the families of the fallen and our troops who are the peacemakers. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And so it is fitting and proper and right and just and fair and appropriate that you and I would honor those who have paid freedom's greatest price for us. And those of you who are with us in other nations, it's appropriate that you honor the troops in your nation. It's very honorable. Yeah. Now, if you live in a communistic nation and the troops that are there are wicked people, don't honor them. Ask God to help them flee from the dictatorship and get free and get on the right side in Jesus' mighty name. Even though we're going to use the words United States of America, there's nothing we do here that you can't put the name of your nation in the exact place where we put the United States of America, and then you're praying for them in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
When we stand and make a pledge of allegiance, make the pledge to your flag. When we sing our nation's anthem, you sing yours. What? That's how this works. And God created every man on the face of this earth equal. You are endowed by your creator with certain unalienable rights, of which are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And so we're glad that you get to be a part of this tonight with us in Jesus' mighty name. Rise together with me and we'll make our pledge of allegiance. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Join with us as we sing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America,
my
home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And now we'll begin with our opening prayer, like we do every night. Not only is this a prayer we pray to God, and we mean it, this is also a declaration we make into the realm of the spirit, setting the spiritual forces in order. It is also a prayer of commitment from you and I. You ready? All of that's going to be said in this prayer. Father, we pray this prayer today as your children, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit,
in
Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. And now the commanded blessing of unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. Say this with me.
I receive
the commanded blessing
of the Lord
in my life,
in Jesus'
mighty name.
Amen.
And now we're going to speak Ephesians chapter 4, which is a chapter that is devoted by the Holy Spirit to the church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority on this earth. Say it with me. We are the force.
We are the force.
We are the force.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, as we speak these words, the angels of God now have supernatural empowerment to run speedily around the world. So, as we begin, I say we add this, our level of faith, into the international network of prayer and faith. For every believer that's connected into the network to receive faith and receive this word in their lives.
Amen.
Amen. And that believers all over the world will be strengthened. Father, we speak over the Ukraine right now.
Yes.
And over the Russian troops and the Russian people. We speak over the nations wherever the Ukrainians are running to. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that every bit of destruction that Russia has done now falls back on the wicked in that nation.
Amen.
And your wrath and your vengeance is poured out upon them.
Amen.
May the Russian troops defect by large numbers immediately and just run off into Europe to be free. May they just run off and be free. And truly, truly, themselves free from this wicked dictator and this violence that's there.
Amen.
May the men and women in the Ukraine stand up and be bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah. May every missionary be strengthened with all might in the inner man right now in Jesus' name. Here we go. Ephesians 4:1. Speak it with us. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering,
bearing
with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Why didn't you work? Now you're going to work. There is one body. Hold on. I'd like all of us to say this. We got folks on with us on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can't see it. Everybody unmute. Use wisdom with your camera if you're decent. That's good. If not, make sure your camera is muted. But let's all say this together. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And now the body of Christ and the fivefold ministry working together. I love this about God. The fivefold is a part of the body, but it's the leadership part of the body. And yet it's a part of the body because Jesus is the head, and we're just those saying, this is what the head said. Here we go. Verse 11, Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Everybody pause. Just do it. Put your hands out and say, I receive all the fullness of God.
I receive all the fullness of God
in my life right now.
In my life right now.
Did we lose our Zoomers? I receive all the fullness of God in my life right now.
Amen.
Verse 14. So that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. Now think about this for a second. You and I just said that we're going to grow up in all things into Jesus. Everything about our Christian life, grow up into Jesus. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. And in so doing, everything he did honored the Father in everything he did. And what is that all about? That's you and I growing up into Christ. Now, it doesn't mean you're not ever going to have just a regular common conversation with your family. That's not what he's talking about. But the idea is, I'm going to learn to hear the voice of God to such a degree that every step I take will be a step of faith in the direction that God wants me to go.
Amen.
Now, for our friends and our family and the body of Christ around the world, let's make this declaration against the isms again tonight. Here we go.
Amen.
In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
Now, the next page, we're speaking to the isms. You ready? You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the Spirit. And in the natural, we declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. You gotta love it when we get to pray prayers like this. Speak them boldly with us. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. No matter what nation you're in around the world, speak this over your nation. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And amen.
And amen. Once again, amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Amen. You could sing that song to us.
Now, thank you for your faith and for your prayers. What's important when we're praying this is that we're all praying it together. I have always had a confession like this in the ministry, anytime I've been in the ministry, because what I've learned is it gives us all words to say together and be very, very effective at our words. Now, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I don't know anything about this, and this just doesn't seem right to me. Well, it seems right to me, and I'd be glad to teach it to you, help you undersee it. Let's see it and understand it at the same time. So that it'll be a blessing to you, too. Let's go live with our YouTube now. Now, I want to say this with YouTube live with us so that everybody sees this. No matter how flowery of a prayer, how many tears you put in it, how philosophical it sounds, how spiritual you act, how low you lay on the ground, none of that matters if we're not speaking the word of God. Because it's his word that causes us to stand. It's his word that produces faith in our life. It's his word that he sent to heal us. It's his word that he sent to prosper us. So we can make big, long, philosophical prayers, and they mean nothing to God. Because it's you and I speaking his word in faith that causes things to change. Now watch this. There's a lot of people right now saying, pray for Ukraine, and we must be. Remember this. We've got to pray that the Ukrainians' hearts are open.
Yes.
Because we can pray 10,000 prayers, but if their hearts are not open to God, there's going to be many people that are going to be killed in this process because their heart was not open to God. Maybe they were into Eastern religion. Maybe they were into witchcraft. There's They're just anti-God. Well, you and I can look at it and say, Pastor, they're dying, they're being slaughtered. No, I know. That's one of the toughest things as a Christian is when you see somebody that you love and you see them being destroyed and there's nothing you can do about it, and no matter what you say, they won't listen. Well, here's the word for you. Quit messing around with people that won't listen and say, God, get me to some folks that will listen so I can build a group of people around me that is a group of listeners, a group of people who love to hear the word of God. Because you can put a bow on a pig, but they're still going to go roll around in the mud as soon as you let go of them. Right? Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before the swine. Why? Because they're going to turn and rend you. That's what Jesus said a pig's going to do. And trample your pearls in the middle of the mud. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I have faith. Well, you don't have faith to change anybody's will.
Yes.
None of us do. None of us have faith that changes another person's will. We can pray for the angels of the Lord to minister to them. We can pray for supernatural revelation to come to them, infallible proofs, right? And we can pray for the Holy Spirit of God to minister to them. We can pray for missionaries and preachers and messengers to come across their path. But until they open up their heart, there's nothing you can do to force anybody to receive the word of God. And one of the most confusing things you'll ever deal with, and tonight just deal with it so that it never confuses you again, is when good people you know just turn and walk away and go off into religious confusion. I don't understand that. I've been in his kingdom for 59 years. I still do not understand it. I don't understand it because it doesn't make sense. However, they've learned religion. They've learned religiosity, which is both run by the spirit of religion, a demonic spirit. They've learned churchianity. They tried church and they met people. I heard a man say one time, Jesus, these people came to me to find you and all they got was me. I'm ashamed of that. That's a powerful statement. When people come to us, may they find Jesus, may they find the Holy Spirit, and may they find this word dwelling richly inside of our hearts, transforming our lives and their lives in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Can I get an amen from anybody? How about the amen corner? You got amen on tonight?
Phyllis is here. Hi,
Phyllis. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome, ma'am. Good to have you. Let's get caught up. Phyllis, Mary Pastorick, Frank Sella, Rebecca Smith, love you guys. Amen and amen. Donna Howie Schubeck is with us.
Really? Yay!
Three cheers for Donna.
Really,
hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Love you, Donna. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak over Donna and everyone else who's fighting any kind of physical symptoms that is trying to limit them in this time of their life. You foul, limiting spirit, get off of their lives now in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it. No more limiting spirit.
No more limiting spirit.
No more spirit of limitation on you at all. We declare physically you rise up. Let the weak say,
I am strong.
Let the strong say,
I am stronger.
Let the poor say,
I am rich.
Because of what the Lord has done. Because of what the Lord has done. Mary, if you're waving at me, I'll wave back. If you got a question.
I just wanted to say my husband is listening to you.
Hi, guys.
He's got the phone, so he's controlling my amen corner.
That's okay. Thank you.
Welcome, Don. We're glad to
welcome, Don. Us. We're glad to have you with us tonight.
Hold on.
Welcome,
hi.
Don.
For you. How are you?
We're doing fine, sir. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to listen to you all the time.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Keep up the good work.
Thank
you. Your turn. Amen, Corner. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well.
Love you, Mary. Love you, Don. All right. Well, that means we're in for a good night right now tonight. I can tell you right now, we're in for a good night right now. Now, you and I are, limiting forces. I declare no more physical limitations in any of our lives.
Amen.
You guys saw me earlier this week fighting that thing. That was a spiritual battle that tried to manifest in the physical realm. What did I need? I needed the application of God's word, and that's the value of this program. When that happens to you, if that were ever to happen to you, I command in Jesus' name that you'll grab a video from our program. Don't go looking around the world. Grab one of our videos that's full of faith and say, bam. And then while we're speaking the word, you speak the word. Because that's what faith is, what overcomes it. And faith comes by hearing the word preached in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Pray for my son, Lauren Raymond. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Lauren Raymond.
Amen.
Right now, tonight. We declare kidneys work. We declare body function. We declare organs perfectly. We declare the eyes of his understanding to be flooded with enlightenment and courage and strength to fight. Trauma, I bind you in Jesus' name. Any of you that's had to deal with trauma in your life, say it right now. You just say it with me. Say, get out of my life, trauma. Get out of my life, trauma, right now. Get out of my life now in Jesus' mighty name. Get out of my life right now. Say this with me. No more trauma in me.
No more trauma.
Now, that doesn't have anything to do with the COVID. As I started praying for Lauren, this is what began to come through me by the Holy Spirit. I don't know Lauren. I just know Holy Spirit said to bind trauma. So as soon as that happens in any of these nights, I'm going to say to every one of you, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know if I have trauma. Well, I'm just going to tell you right now you do, so start binding it. Because every single one of us have had trauma somewhere in our lives. And you and I, just we bind it right now. Remember what 1 John 4:18 says? Perfect love casts out fear and the torment. The trauma that comes with it. Trauma, your power is broken. And we have the ability to see the things of God in Jesus' mighty name. Now, COVID, your power is broken in Lauren's life.
Amen.
Lauren, say it with me. Get out of my life. I receive life and life more abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. John 10:10 says Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. You're a believer, and therefore life and life more abundantly is with you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, it's... What I love about this group is we're led by the Holy Spirit every time we come here. Mm-hmm. I was going to start right at 8 o'clock straight up East Central Standard Time.
Well,
but guess what, man? We've been we've been crushing Devil Head ever since then. I like that. Is that loud music on your end or in my house?
Well, it's Friday night, Rebecca.
Well,
probably
we bind that thing. It's like Brother Jesse the Planet said. We got the convention one time, and he said they were having some kind of a Mexican party in the streets. And he said, I heard him play La Cucaracha about 75 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, I prayed for God to break their fingers, for silence their mouth, to knock their teeth out. And he said, I finally said, Lord, forgive me of all those words. Can you please just help them be quiet? And he said, the music stopped just like that. I'm like, why didn't I just do that the first?
Because our flesh really just wants to get a hold of them.
Wait. If there's somebody in your life that you're wanting to break their fingers or punch them in the face, that's not God. All right, yeah, that's the flesh. Get out of that. Get out of that right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Woo! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name. Say this with me. Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Hallelujah. Is free indeed.
And I am free. Indeed. Now, just in case some of you didn't see it, two or three programs ago, we prayed for a man named Aaron,
yeah,
who is Michael Carr's father. Is that right? So I think that's what it is. Her grandson's father. And he was in the hospital. And they were saying he was septic and all the rest of that. But the believers prayed. And Sister Francetta gave us a testimony. He's home and there's nothing in his system at all in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Want to sing?
Strike up the band. Yeah.
Strike up the band. Here we go. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. I don't know how to sing drums, so you guys sing out drum.
You are great.
Brother Roger, I'm learning. I just don't have it perfected yet, okay? You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you. Now, I want us to use the same tune, and I want us to sing in the Spirit. You may never heard this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 through 17 explains to us that we can sing in the Spirit and in the natural. All right? That means in the regular language, you know, and in the spiritual language that we receive when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody, if you sing in the Spirit, join us. If you don't, start. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. You ready? So Lord, I may show my need in ole so. Sandole de mandole. So doloro bandide bo. So londari nende more la so. So da ni de bo so Lord, on a Sunday table, Lord, I see, Sondole la, Sondole de mondo se, Shola re de lodo me, Bondola de debo solo. Son bandide, sola lide ne soma, shora nide de lodo, dora mazide no, sana. You know, I'm going to turn there right now. By the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because we got new people with us tonight, and we welcome you. We're glad to have you here with us on our program. And you might, there's a couple of you that said when we started, like, wait a minute, what is this? I'm going to need an interpretation. No, you don't need an interpretation of this. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where the Holy Spirit was speaking through the Apostle Paul of exactly how the gifts of the Spirit should function in the church in a life setting like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Get your Bibles out. Join with me. Somebody shout, I love the word.
Go, Roger.
Brother Roger, I was waiting, dude. Now, don't leave me hanging, man.
He's typing in. He's forgetting
it.
Talk right now.
Here we go. I am in... let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:12, and we'll go down through 19. This explains it very, very effectively. Now watch. This is talking about a public service. Watch. Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for edification of the church, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, that you seek to excel. The Corinthian church was like one radical, Holy Spirit-filled church. And so Paul's telling them, by the Holy Spirit leadership, because remember, this is an inspired word from the Spirit, not the Apostle Paul. Verse 13, therefore let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in the tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So what did the Holy Spirit just say right here? That when your spirit prays in that language, your mind is unfruitful, but you have a direct connection to God Almighty, John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Make sure those references are in there, please. Thank you. John 4, 23 and 24. Verse 15. What is the conclusion then? I will also pray with the understanding. When you look up in 14, it says, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So in 14, it says, I'll pray in the spirit. 15 says, I'll also pray in my understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. When we have times of singing in the Spirit, like that, whether you sing in your heavenly language or in your natural language, it doesn't matter. Sing either way. That's what Paul's saying. Both types of singing will be in the service. I might only sing in English as the leader here. But in your house, you might only sing in the Spirit. Well, Pastor, is that right? Well, certainly it's right. Come to Jesus. Let's keep reading. I will also sing with the understanding. Verse 16. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the other place of the uninformed say, amen, at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? Don't stop. Verse 17. For indeed you give thanks well. So when I'm praying in the Spirit, what did Paul say? I'm giving thanks well. When I sing in the Spirit, I'm worshiping well. Then he said, but the other is not edified. Don't miss verse 18. I thank God I speak with tongues more than y'all. Isn't this? We're good. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit tonight. So this is part of it. Paul said, by the Holy Spirit, he said, I thank God I speak in tongues more than all y'all. You might be like, Pastor, every time you do that, man, that just really, I don't know what to do with it. Here's why you don't know what to do with it. Because you don't know what the Bible says. You ready? Take this note. Somebody put this all in one post. You ready? Read the book of Acts. The whole book. And then read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And then read the book of Acts. Well, Pastor, that's a lot of reading to do. Well, if you want to know what the Bible says, you've got to open up the book and actually read what it says so you can get the revelation. I'll tell my story again. Go ahead. 12, 13, and 14. The book of Acts, read verses, chapters, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, and then go back and read the book of Acts. And every time you want to, every time while you're reading Acts, circle what it says. They prayed in the Spirit, prayed in tongues, prophesied. Circle every one of those words when you read through it in your Bible. It's going to amaze you how much the Holy Spirit language and the Holy Spirit gifts are all through the book of Acts. Now watch this. My own personal experience with this. I wasn't raised in a church where we spoke in tongues, but we definitely had a move of the Spirit in our church on a regular basis. And I met an Amway distributor who was a very, very, very righteous, holy man. Yes, love?
Right.
I don't see it, so.
About speaking in tongues. He says, why can I repeat with pastor, but I can't speak in the heavenly language on my own, only when pastor speaks it much longer.
Where did you see that?
It's in Zoom, but it's in Zoom.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate you sharing that question with us. And that's what he just said. He said, why can I speak in tongues when pastor's praying, but not when I'm by myself? I have a very philosophical answer for that. You ready? I have no idea.
But it's common. It is a common thing, Roger. That
okay. Let me say it differently. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, so I got your answer. But here's what it is. All it is some form of a religious block in your mind. That's all it is. That says, wow, well, man, when pastor's doing it, I can do it. I heard you doing it, Roger. Yeah. I heard you. All right? So, well, then that means I should be flowing in the Spirit. Yeah, it does. Just keep reading these chapters over and over. Read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. Just keep reading them. Write out loud to yourself, to the dog, to the cat, anybody that'll sit down and listen to you, read them. Write out loud. Stand in front of the mirror like you're preaching. Read it out loud. Sit on the couch. Walk around in the kitchen. Read it out loud. Why? Because What's got to get in your life is the understanding of the word. You need the word down in here for this to connect inside of you and to begin to bring that answer out of you. Yeah, but Pastor, I've seen some people that don't know no word at all. Yeah, well, they were never trained to resist the Holy Spirit of God. Now, you might say, people have been trained to resist the Holy Spirit? Oh, yeah. Anytime anybody ever said to you, you better stay away from that, you were being trained by our enemy to resist the Holy Spirit of God. There's four statements in the New Testament. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Resist not the Holy Spirit of God. Quench not the Holy Spirit of God. And then the last one is, do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God. We will probably get to those in a little bit later here. But what is the point what we're making right now from Roger's statement? Just keep it up. That's why I've left in our worship thread, I've left that video of Rodney Howard Brown in there where they're singing in the spirit. It would do you good if you're seeking to flow in the gift and have your heavenly prayer language, turn that video on, and as they're singing in the spirit, you sing in the spirit. Because here's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, you're talking to loose. Spirit man's going to open up, and you're going to be in the flow, and it'll just flow automatically. All right? My first time praying in the spirit, I was in the factory, working in the factory, rolling out the air out of the air bubbles, out of the fiberglass. You know, got a white suit and a respirator and goggles and everything on. You can't even see me. We talked across the dock to each other. You didn't even know what they were saying. And I'm inside my suit saying, Jesus, I just want all you got for me. And it was like a river of living water. It was like hot water, hot oil, good, amazing honey all over me at the same time. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm at work. The other guy on the other is like, I couldn't even tell you what my first tongue was. It doesn't matter. But I want you to hear this story. Because that happened, and that was powerful. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Well, then every day I wanted to do it again, and I couldn't. I'm like, what's wrong? All right? I'd get to church, and the pastor would say, how many of you prayed in the spirit this week when something started going wrong? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that. Probably took me a month to train myself every time something started happening to go into the spirit. When I would get to church and they would all start praying in the spirit, oh, man, it just flowed. Well, I'd get in my car, and what was my hang-up? I had a religious hang-up in my life somewhere, who knows where. I don't even really care where it came from. It doesn't matter. It's gone. Why? Because I opened up this book. My friend Jerry Meadows in the Amway said, well, you're asking me this question because you've never read the Bible. And I'm like, I've been to Bible college. I grew up in a pastor's home, and I am a preacher. And Jay, if he would have been with me, he's like, yeah, but you're asking me a question that you should know if you have read your Bible. Guess what I did? I read my Bible. Guess what I found out? I found out what the Bible said. Guess what you do then? Well, then you receive it. And as soon as you receive it, it begins to function in your life. Some of you have said, I have trouble being able to pray in the spirit. Well, then I'm going to give you an assignment for the next 7 days. Don't read anything else in the Bible except 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And do it as many times in one day as you can out loud to yourself and prophesy to it yourself. Why? Because his word cannot.
Amen.
His word cannot fail. And thank you, Brother Roger, for asking that question. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just keep doing it. Every time you hear me praying in the spirit, you pray with me. Every time you hear me singing in the spirit, sing with me. Go back and get these programs where we do it a lot, and just sing in the spirit with it again. Go find that video of Rodney Howard Brown singing. They sing for like 15 minutes in the spirit. And just do it with them. And when it gets done, stop it, back it up, and start it again. Stop it, back it up. Matter of fact, guess what I'm going to do? Unless one of you beat me to it. I'm going to that video, and I'm putting a timestamp in at the beginning where they begin to sing in the spirit. And then I'm going to put it right there in the first comment, unless you beat me to it, and help yourself if you want to. And then anybody else that comes, you just put it right in your timestamp. Say, if you're having trouble praying in the spirit, click this time span and join with them. And hundreds, thousands, may a million people click on your timestamp and say, wow, I just started praying in the spirit. How amazing is that? Isn't this a good message tonight?
It is.
This is in my notes, as you can see.
Really?
Sort of.
Well, I haven't seen your notes, but you can tell when the free flow thing happens.
I'm in 1 Corinthians 14:17. For indeed you give thanks well. That's what Paul, that's what the Holy Spirit said about people who sing in the spirit and pray in the spirit in church. You give thanks well. That's what he said when he talks about people who pray in their natural language and sing in their natural language. You give thanks well. And then he said, and I thank God I speak with tongues more than all y'all. He's not bragging. What's he telling you? Get the gift. It'll transform your life. It'll transform your life. Verse number 19. Yet in church, I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding that I may teach others also than 10,000 words in tongues. Have you noticed which language I'm using the most of tonight? I'm using the English language for most of my conversation this evening. Why? So that I can help everybody who doesn't understand the prayer language be able to come to the understanding of God. So when I was singing in the spirit, I didn't say this is a word from God. I said, let's sing and worship the Lord in the spirit. That doesn't need an interpretation. But you can worship in the spirit. You can worship in your native language. Doesn't matter. You can whistle. You can be like Francetta and play the kazoo. I tried to play the bongos and I didn't do a good job. And rhythm and lead and tongues all at the same time. I don't have a master yet. I'm getting better. My friend David Flores, he's got it mastered. I'm not jealous, Dave, because that's a sin, but I'm learning from you, brother, to make it be a good example, man. See, the Holy Spirit wants to flow through every one of us every day. Does anybody know the title of this message tonight? I got to find my notes.
God's
they're buried here.
God's supernatural force on this earth, the body of Christ flowing in the gift.
God's supernatural force on this earth is the body of Christ flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, you ready? Watch this. Let's go. I got to grab one more verse here. And we're going to grab about 4 verses. First Corinthians. Hey, there you go. Have I got comments over in Facebook I'm missing? There's a whole bunch of comments over there. All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:38-40. I think this is a very interesting verse. If anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. If you want to be ignorant, then God, then according to the Holy Spirit, well, then be ignorant. But he doesn't want to be ignorant. You want to be filled with revelation. When you know the truth sets you free. John chapter 8. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy. Look what this verse says. And do not forbid to speak with tongues. Now, anybody who takes that verse out of the Bible is editing their Bible. And I'm not sure if you've caught on to this fact yet, all you editors, but that is not a wise choice. God ain't too happy with people who take away from the Word of God. He said, do not forbid to speak with tongues. In other words, don't tell people not to speak with tongues. Yeah, but Pastor, I don't understand it. You only don't understand it because you've not studied the Bible. Read what God said in His Word about praying in the Spirit. There's a whole book. The book of Acts, that's what the whole book about is about, is the moving of the Spirit and the beginning of the church. The whole book is it. 27, 28 chapters is about that. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14 is all about the moving of the Spirit and how it's supposed to function in the church. Amen? Now, let all things be done decently and in order. Now, we're going to go to our next set of verses, Mark chapter 16. You'll notice I am now on the notes that we had put up at the beginning. Look at the time. Somebody got to stop that clock. Brother Roger, can I get a keep on preaching, Pastor? Somebody shout it. Preach on, Pastor. Preach on. I say keep tapping on the skin. It's an old term. The old bands used to say about the skin, I'm okay with you drumming and you keep on hitting the bongos. I don't have enough room here, Roger. I got to get some more room on my desk somehow. I'm not sure how to do it yet. But the Holy Spirit is teaching me how to get room on my desk.
Amen. Maybe we could just put them on pulleys over your head, and you could just reach up and pull them down every time you want to play them. It's just
fun. This is a redneck studio is what this is. John, Mark chapter 16. Here we go, verse 15. You know, I can tell tonight I have a couple skeptics with me. I can tell in the spirit. Don't be skeptical. You might never been around a group of believers who have as much fun as what we have. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that something? I just heard him say, show it to him. Well, I will then. Hold your place in Mark 16 and let's go to Matthew 11, 28. No, Matthew 11, 25 through 30. If you believe and trust in God and believe the word, you will speak in tongues and it comes upon you and makes you tingle and giggle. Amen, Sister Francetta. Two fist bumps. I love it. I love Sister Frances. Like, oh, yeah, that's real. Why?
Yeah.
She's one of them people that just always desired everything that God wants and never has ever, ever, in any sense of the word, resisted God's Spirit moving in her
Amen.
Life.
And, boy,
and listen,
moves.
If you might find yourself resisting the Spirit of God, well, then stop. Don't do it anymore. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Now, we got a prayer request on Google, Google Critic. We'll see what that's all about. Father, I pray for this husband right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for this home in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus that redeems us and reconciles us and brings us back to you. I speak the blood of Jesus to fill this home that is represented by this listener tonight. And I declare the Holy Spirit of God burns out every bit of confusion in the home in every area of it, Lord. I declare that righteousness is established in this home, that the name of Jesus, the word of God, the love of God, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus fills this home in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. May they be known as the home that has been transformed by the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, according to God's holy word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. It's good to have you with us tonight. Thanks for being here. Share it with your friends and tell them Jesus is alive and well. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Let's keep right on going. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them to the babes. That's not a man or a woman laying on the beach. That's young people, young in the faith, learning and growing. All right, verse 26. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. Verse 27. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Say it with me. I know the Father. Amen, amen, amen. If you want to just type it in, type it in. Matter of fact, I'm going to type it in over here on YouTube. I know the Father. Woo! Verse 28. This is Jesus. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. See, that word labor there is toil, labor with difficult strain. All you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That means he's going to take away the heavy laden and the toil, which is labor with great stress. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soulish realm. Why? Verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus told you to take his yoke and put it on. That's an oxen word. A big ox and a young learning ox. The big ox pulled the load. The young ox learned to handle the yoke on them, and at first you're not comfortable with it, and you're going to resist it, and you're going to rub your skin raw, but pretty soon, by watching the other oxen in that yoke, you learn to just lean into the load and plow. That's how the church is. You'll see when people first come in and start getting used to this, they're resisting, they're trying to go all over the place, do all kinds of things. And then the next thing you know, they settle right down and they get in that groove. And now they're helping you pull the load. And it's a beautiful thing to see. It's a beautiful thing to see. Say it with me. For my yoke is easy.
My yoke is easy.
And my burden is light. Now watch. Here we go. We're going to make it all the way to Mark chapter 16. And I am going to get these verses read tonight. I never believed it. In fact, I ran from it. But it's the most peace of God you will ever experience. Amen, Francetta. Wait, there's Don. Hey, Don, love you. Peace, love, and brotherhood.
Same here.
Amen. Amen. Oh, it's good to see Don. That's awesome. That's awesome. God bless you, man. We are now going to Mark chapter 16, and we're going to go... Actually, I said it different. Let's go to 14 through 20. I said 15 through 21. There's not 21 verses. There's only 20. But let's start with verse 14. This is Jesus showing up to his disciples. Watch this. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. That means they're sitting at the table eating and Jesus shows up. Now, that's going to mess with anybody's faith. When all of a sudden there's just, you wasn't there, but now you are. Well, hello. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. It's all right, angel. If you want to show up, help yourself. We are welcoming to you, Jesus. If you want to walk in this room right now, welcome. Walk in my room and talk to me. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Say it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I am a believer. Don't you love it? People like, I'm a pastor. I don't know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about that. Just say, I'm a believer.
Amen. I'm a believer.
No, I didn't say, amen. I said, say, I'm a believer. See, what? Amen. Woo! It's good to hear that, Don. Amen, brother. Yeah. Wait, wait. When you see me do fist, I'm not fighting. I'm a biker, and that's, you know, that's our way of, amen, brother. I'm not trying to fight with anybody, all right? Now, watch this. The church for years has tried to make you become a Christian. The only problem with that is somebody's got to hand you the list of things to do to be that Christian because we've taken the word Christian out of the context of the Bible. Okay? Let's go there. I'll see if I can just grab it real quick and easy. I believe it's Acts chapter 16. Let's see how I do. Acts chapter 16. I'm not sure of the verse. Nope, it wasn't Acts chapter 6. First time they were called Christians was in Antioch. I'm messing it up. Anyway, somebody find and let me know where it's at. I'll keep preaching while you're looking. Now, it's in the book of Acts. What's the point of what you're saying, Pastor? Well, they didn't call them Christians because they were busy being Christians. They called them Christians because they were actually being good believers. Acts 11, well, that's like way back.
It is.
Acts chapter 11.
We had Acts right.
I had Acts right. All right, let's go to Acts 11, 24 through 26. Barnabas, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. A great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. 26. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. Now watch this. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. It doesn't say, and the Christians were first called Christians. It says the disciples were first called Christians. So we're doing people a disservice by telling them, now you are a Christian. No. When you become a believer and then become a disciple, one who's disciplined in the ways of God, now you get to be called a Christian.
Amen.
Not because I hand you a list of do's and don'ts. I'm just been telling people, you might not ever figure out how to be a Christian, but I guarantee you, you can be a believer. Because that's as simple as just starting to say it. I'm a believer. I believe now. And God Almighty is working in my life. I'm going back now to Mark chapter 16. I'm going to get this one set of verses in my goals. I'm going to get it read tonight.
Are you sure?
I'm going to get it read. I'm guaranteeing you right now. I'm going to get it done. Just friend said, I believe what it is, the revelation of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that they are one. God is our Father. Jesus is your Son. Holy Spirit is in us and with us. If you know the DNA is ours, like Jesus, our brother, hits you in your face like a load of bricks. I love it. Bam. And besides accepting Jesus and walking with God, you know who you are in a very and every sense of the word of God. I love the word. What a beautiful life. Amen, Sister Francis.
Hallelujah.
Good word, ma'am. Watch this. Mark 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. 17. These signs will follow those who believe. It doesn't say these signs will follow those who Christian, right?
Amen.
These signs will follow those who believe. You know what happens when you see a believer and these signs aren't a Christian and these signs aren't following? They're not a believer. These signs will follow those who believe. Say it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Maybe you remember the 70s. B.J. Thomas. Hey, I'm a believer now since Jesus saved my life. Hey, I'm a believer now and everything's gonna be right. Hey, I'm a believer now. That was B.J. Thomas. That was a hit. These signs will follow those who believe. Say it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
In my name. Circle that my in your Bible. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Shakalaka nikamundi de mandidi bidibidi badasa manandidi kumada. Dr. George Evans would come to Dr. Barclay's church. He'd say, let's all pray in Japanese tongues. Ding, ding, do di shenam. And the man could speak a perfect Japanese dialect tongue. It was amazing. He was a missionary. Verse 17. These signs follow those who believe. In my name, you'll cast out demons. You don't go looking for them. But when they show up in somebody's life who's around you and they got to be removed, drive them out. They will speak with new tongues. 18, they'll take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I encourage you to use 17 and 18 in your prayer when you bless your food every day. Why? Because that verse says, that no deadly poison that you ingest will have any effect on you. Some of you are taking a whole handful of deadly poison every time you sit down for your meal in the form of pills. And if you read the bottle, it says this thing can make you dizzy, vomit, puke, your knees are going to be sore, your elbow is going to be sore, and your left ear is going to itch a lot. So then they give you another one, so then it only makes your right ear itch, and it switched ears at least because you're more comfortable with it. You need to use this verse every time you sit down with your food in this day that we live and just make this declaration. No deadly poison will hurt me by any means. I bless this food in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
This is what I say. I declare the original intent of the Creator comes from this food I'm getting ready to eat. So the wheat gives me strength. And the barley gives me strength. And the sugar gives me strength, but I'm not addicted. And the coffee I drink is delicious, but the caffeine has no effect on me.
Amen.
You guys would be really proud of me. I'm only drinking 2 cups of coffee all day long. And they ain't no sugar or cream or nothing in it. It's just black. It's just black straight out of the ground. What are you putting your coffee? Water. Verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 20, and they, who's they? The believers, the disciples, went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word they preached with signs following. It's like right here, right now, today. Our sister showed up over here and said, pray for my husband. Listen, that prayer, you might have thought that prayer was quick. You might have thought it wasn't sincere, but it was very sincere. I meant every word of it. I said it in the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, according to the word of God. And I know that what I just prayed is having an effect in their life, in their home, right here, right now, today. And then what does the Holy Spirit say to Brother Mark in verse 20? And as they went out preaching everywhere, the Lord was working with them, confirming the word with signs following in Jesus' mighty name. Go with me right now to the book of 1 John 5, 14 and 15. I'm up to honey, no cream now. There you go. That's good. Honey's good for you. And actually, now some of you might be like, oh, Pastor, that's gross. I like maple syrup in my coffee. I like the dark, isn't that way, robust. I like the robust maple syrup in my coffee. But of course, that's a natural sweetener, right?
Yeah, but maple syrup has a lot of good nutrients.
It has a lot of good nutrients, especially when you buy it in Michigan. You can't buy it out here, man. It's crazy. But anyways, 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in him. Say this with me. I'm filled with all the fullness of God. I'm growing up into all things. Amen. So this is the confidence we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. So what is this telling us? This is telling us about that you and I got to get to know God Almighty. It's not talking about your church, not talking about your pastor. It's not talking about any kind of Bible study program you got or anything else. It says, and if you know him, and you ask anything according to his will, he does hear you. And since you know he hears you, you are going to receive the petition that you ask. Now, remember, I'm going to put this clause in because you got to get this right. You're going to receive any petition that you ask that is not you trying to control somebody else's will.
Amen. God doesn't even do that.
God himself doesn't even control anybody else's will. And therefore, neither can you. You can't. But Pastor, I want them to know Jesus. I know. But witchcraft is what manipulates and controls people, not the kingdom of God. Even God himself doesn't make anybody serve him. Even all of Jesus' blood and righteousness that people will sin against, Jesus does not make them serve him. Oh, it looks like Don left us. Mary, just make sure you tell Don we was glad to see him.
It was awesome.
It's good.
Did he not get connected on his own phone?
I don't know. I think she was trying. We cannot control other people. Now listen to this. When you try to control somebody else and make them do something, you're not of the Spirit of Christ. Because God don't make nobody do nothing. And you, that's not good English, but you understand it. God isn't. God is a gentleman. He will not force you. Now listen to me, please. This is very serious. When someone else is trying to control you, that's not God either. And that's what goes wrong in so many relationships, is that somebody's trying to control the other person. And don't do it. Now, a husband and wife relationship, that's a completely different situation, because it's not about control. It should be a mutual sharing of one another. What Peter says, that we are heirs of the grace of life. Say this with me. I'm a joint heir with Jesus and with each other. All of a sudden, we kind of got real serious here, but it's all right. Because if you're trying to pray prayers that force somebody to come to God, those prayers are not going to be answered. They're just not going to be answered. Why? Because we don't have permission to control another person's destiny in God. Now, I'm going to say it. Go ahead.
There are good prayers that you can pray to help God reach those people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Sister Phyllis has got one of my statements up there. Thank you, Phyllis. He who is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Yeah, amen.
Because God won't make you serve him. If you rebel against God, then you rebel against God. You will spend eternity in hell. He don't want you there. He gave Jesus Christ his son and all of that suffering so you would not be in that position. But he can't make you choose the right choice. He can bring it to you. He can have teachers all around you. They can explain it on the left, the right, the top, the bottom, the inside, get around the middle and do a curlicue. But the bottom line is, you and I have got to make our own decision. And I encourage you today to let this word really get down inside of you. You and I have got to walk with God and fellowship with God. And be one with God and be one with each other. See, I know a lot of Christians that are like, Pastor, pray for my, and then, you know, whoever. I'm not saying this because our sister came on and said it tonight. What did we do? We spoke the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of God, angels, and a harvester to come into his path to help him find his way. But we can't make him receive it. And the more you try to make somebody receive something, guess what they're going to do? It's just the natural process. If Sister Leanne was standing here and I put my hand up against her and she put her hand up against me, if I started pushing, it's just natural. You're going to push back. That's just how it is. So you and I, the people we're trying to reach the most, we got to back off and say, Jesus, get them. Holy Spirit, get them. Help them. Help them. I declare, bind every devil around them. I bind every bit of confusion. I bind every bit of fear. I bind every bit of trauma. I bind every bit of physical problems, natural human problems. I bind every bit of religious indoctrination that would stop them. You can bind all of that stuff because that's all of the devil. You can bind the devil till the day is done, which gives them the ability to see. But in the end, it's their decision. No matter how much you want them to be something else, they have their own decision. Mm-hmm. And sad to say, we've probably all seen people who took their own decision right to the grave and was bullheaded, stupid, ignorant, ugly, dumb, wicked, sinful, and nasty about it. And hopefully, on that last moment of their breath, when their life was fleeting, and you couldn't hear it, and you couldn't see it, they said, "I am sorry, Jesus. Forgive me." Because you don't ever cease to exist in a reality. Never. You are either here or there. And that's why it's so important to be careful what you say around somebody who's in a coma, because you want to make sure you're speaking faith for them to hear. God will never take away your freedom of choice. Amen. Pastor, what about if it's my kids? Well, bind the devil in every area around him and then just keep living your life and go. Watch God reach him. God has the ability to reach him if you get out of the way. The more you stand in the way, the more you try to force and you drop off books and you send them verses and you tell them don't go, the more you do all that, yeah, it ain't going to work. Just back off. Just back off. Let God do it. God's bigger than what you ever was. Matter of fact, get yourself busy. Go do something else. And they'll be like, hey, mom, dad, where did you go? Oh, I'm just out doing. Out doing. You haven't said anything about God in a while. Well, you're a grown up. You'll find him. But see, when we back off, then God has the ability to get in because it's not our voice that's in the way any longer. And
amen.
Too many times it's our voice that's in the way. And you got to be there for love. You got to be there for acceptance. And I don't think there's a one of us ever. I don't think there can be anybody that would be connected to our program in any day ever that's ever going to be able to say, I was never standing in the way of somebody coming to God. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, because we love people and we want them to have everything we have. But you have to just learn to back off and say, well, Jesus, you get them.
Well, and think about that. Even Jesus' own people rejected him.
Yeah.
They had to hear it from somebody else.
Jesus' own family came and said, you have lost your mind. Come with us. And he said, you ain't my family. These folks around me is my family. Mm-hmm. You might say, Pastor, all my family don't seem to want this. You got us. We're your family. This is one of the coolest families there is right here. Our Father God wants us to need him. Backing off is good. Let him do his work. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And yeah, look,
now watch this. Back off of them. Quit worrying about them. Because worry's not of God. We read it this morning in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, 5, 6, 4 through 8, and 4 through 9 says, be anxious for nothing. Get the anxiety out of there. Just back away from them. Go do something else. They'll be like, where are you going? Oh, I got stuff I got to do. Love you. But what about me? Well, you better find God. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Just talk to him. He wants you. Because, see, the bottom line is they're still going to come to God and begin to have a relationship with God. And you can look right ahead and say, it's not about church. It's not about a building. It's not about a denomination. It's not about an organization. Wait, you ready for this? It's not about a preacher. Get the preacher out of the way. We're just the voice of God. Don't make it about me. You can tell people, man, come hear our pastor. He's crazier than a mischief. But Wow, is he ever lead us into things of God? Why? Because I'm led by the Holy Spirit, not because I got some personality or any of the rest of that nonsense. I don't care about that. I don't have an agenda. My agenda is his agenda. I don't care what God's doing right now. I just want to be right in the center where he's at. Doesn't matter what he's doing. I want him to be right in the center where he's at. And watch this. He's doing community of faith. That's what he's doing. He said, behold, I do a new thing. What's it look like? COF right here.
Yes, he said. Amen.
Wait, and just so you know, we've mastered this thing, and we're going to master it even better than even what we got right now. 10 days will be our second year anniversary. Woo, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party. I hope you better put it on your calendar. Don't plan something else for the March 21st. Don't plan anything else for March 21st. It's going to be a party.
21st or 22nd?
I thought it was the 21st. We'll go look and see.
We'll go look.
Now, here's what we got to do, guys. We're going to walk with God. Let's go back and we'll read this as our closing verses tonight. Wait. Wait. We'll see if this is our closing verse. First John 5:14. This is the confidence. Hey, Brother Dan, I wonder if that word confidence is the word hope.
Oh.
Confident expectation. Now, this is the hope, the confident expectation we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petition that we have asked of him. What it comes down to is your confidence in him. Hey, but Pastor, doesn't he need me to pray? Yeah, but everything that happens in God is by faith through grace, not by faith through your works. Because if it's in your works, then you can boast. And man boast in their work. It's not of works. That way nobody's bragging. Nobody has any ability to brag in this kingdom because it ain't about me and it ain't about you. It's about him. And those of us who begin to treasure God and his presence. See, as soon as I said that, they can just feel the presence of God. Come on, can you feel that? You experience that? It's about him and his presence in our life. That's what it's about. Seems I was supposed to give you those four verses. Are you ready? Mary Pastorick's back with us.
Yay!
So let's grab these verses. Ephesians 4:30. Write that down. Ephesians 4:30. That is, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, what's that all about? Well, God's saying, my spirit and my presence, you can grieve me. One time I heard Dr. Barkley, well, not one time, many times, I heard Dr. Barkley preach it this way. He said, remember when you sin, you drag the Holy Spirit of God with you through that sin.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't come and go. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And what ends up happening is you now are going to grieve or quench the Holy Spirit of God. And you don't want to do that. Can I get an amen out of anybody?
Amen.
Say it. I'm not doing that.
No.
All right? Do not grieve. Do not quench. And what was the next one? Blaspheme. There's one more in there, though. Wow. Wow. This is a powerful verse right here. Everybody just hold on a second. I'm getting it right now. This one, as you can tell, this was not in my notes, but it's all right. I have it written somewhere in my Bible because these are important verses, and I don't know where to find them in the Bible that I've written them where I know I'll never miss them. Now, so it's do not quench, do not grieve, do not blaspheme. The other word is the word vex.
Vex, yes.
And I just tried it in the New King James, and it is not there. So now let's try it in the Old King Jimmy and see if we can get the word vex there. Anybody got it? Oh, that's cool. Isn't that something? It is not in that verse. Do not grieve. Do not quench. Do not blaspheme. Well, anyways, while we're coming up with that fourth word, I'm going to read this. Ephesians 4:30 says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. What does that mean? That means you are doing something that's going against the blessed relationship you have with the Holy Spirit. Could be a physical action in the flesh. Could be a rebellious attitude you have about God. Who knows? Don't let anything grieve or hurt the Holy Spirit in you. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 22. Do not quench the Spirit. What does that mean? That's like dousing out, putting out the fire, quenching, drowning. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecy. Test all things and hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now,
Amplified and some of the other versions of the Bible use vex and grieve as the same word.
Is it?
Interchangeably, yeah.
There we go. Then we've got Mark chapter 3, verse 29, or 28 and 29. Copy the verses, 28 and 29, copy. Coming in for a landing, copy. Isn't that something? But it wasn't in the New King James. Mark 3, 28 and 29. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men and blasphemies, wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Boy, that King James now, I got to go back over here and get that in the New King James. Is subject to eternal damnation. Do not blaspheme. Do not mock the Holy Spirit of God. Do not grieve. Do not vex. Do not quench. And do not blaspheme. Did you find it, Roger? I'm usually better at this.
No?
Okay. We'll get it and we'll bring it back to you tomorrow. Wait, Holy Spirit, show me what's the word I'm using. Vex. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. That means you're going to do something that's just going to grieve his spirit. Do not quench. That means like throwing water on it, putting a fire out. do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God. See, what you guys, what you and I are learning is how to treasure the Holy Spirit of God and keep it as the most important treasure in our whole life, is the fact that we are actually filled with the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead right out of hell. We have that same Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Say it with me. I receive you, Holy Spirit, into my life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, the other word I had is James chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Listen, my beloved brother, James 2, 5 through 8. It's slowed down. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? You have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into court? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? That means they curse and they use the name of Jesus in cursing and vile language. Don't be around those people. And it doesn't hurt to rebuke them when they talk that way. I love Dr. Barclay's story of the guy in the elevator in Paris, France.
Yeah.
Got in cussing and swearing, and pastor's kids were there, and he just got, once the door closed, he's like, did your mama never send you to Sunday school? Get off at the next door when it opens. And the man found him on the elevator later on and said, I went up to my bedroom and repented of my sins.
Hallelujah.
Do not quench. Do not grieve. Do not vex. We're going to find out what that is. That word vex. The Holy Spirit of God who is in you. Now, that's telling you to stay away from all that. How about we just do this? You ready? Treasure the Holy Spirit of God on the inside. Every day, wake up saying, Holy Spirit, I'm awake. I didn't go to heaven. Fill me with everything you got for my life. Out of my belly will flow rivers of living water every day in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, powerful name. See, he's not a goosebump. He's not a shiver. He's not a quake. He's not a tongue. He is a being. He's as much God as the Father is. He's as much God as Jesus is. And he is called He. He's called He. That's why you hear Brother Dutch Sheets use his name, and he doesn't put the word the in front of it. He calls him Holy Spirit. Why? Because that's his name, Holy Spirit. And he's a real being. And we must learn to treasure him in our life. You know what will happen? All the works of the flesh will go away when you just realize, wait, I got the Holy Spirit. And I am not going to do that which grieves him and chases him off in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now let's pray one more time and we'll be done. Is that my last verse? Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless every person within the sound of my voice tonight. Thank you for these visitors that's been with today on YouTube. We bless them. Thank you for our friends and family around the world and Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Facebook Live. Bless everyone we didn't get to see tonight. May this word get down inside of them and dwell in them richly. Thank you for being able to meet Brother Don tonight. What a blessing that is.
Yeah, that really
we bless
was.
You tonight, Brother Don. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming and being part of this with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going on, and we are going up, and we are going in Jesus' mighty, in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. See, I better say some words so Sister Leanne can get the verse list where it's got to be. For those of you that might say, wow, Pastor, what? This is a different kind of message tonight. Well, it's just you and I. We're just here, and the Holy Spirit is leading us. Now, watch this. You guys can see my notes. Go to the family thread, and you'll see my notes. I put them in there. You knew what verses I was going to. This is the wonderful process of our God and Father. He is going to speak to every person who came. I don't know everybody that's here. The only thing I can do is show up prepared and ready to go, have my hour and a half of worship, whatever it turns out to be, and be ready when this goes to bring to you the anointed word of God. And then whoever shows up, God will deal with them, and God will help me take this message and make it right where you've got to have it for tonight.
Amen.
What did we just talk about tonight? We talked about God's supernatural force on this earth, the body of Christ flowing in the gifts. And that's what you guys did. You were using your 1 Romans chapter 12 gift tonight as you added statements and comments and hallelujahs. You were using your gift of God tonight. Some of you were encouraging. That's a gift. That's Romans chapter 12 gift that came from the Father. He put it in you at the beginning of your life. God will not forget your work and your labor of love that you have ministered to the saints and that you do minister. You're not a preacher. You don't have to start a church. You're not being an apostle, being sent out. You're just using your gift. And now that gets you a hundredfold return and the ability to say to any that ever shows up, I know I'm doing the work of God. I'm doing his work. That's the power of this. That's why every one of you, when you are... every one of you, when you go to do those timestamps, sit there and just say, Father, anoint me now to say the right things in these timestamps and help me get this work done with Pastor, because you're one of our fellow workers. You're one of our co-laborers helping us get that work done. Honestly, it would be really good if one of you could go ahead and take all the read the words and put those timestamps in for me. That saved me a half an hour of my day. That'd be a blessing to me. And it's that way on every one of these programs. When this program gets done and you're like, wow, that's good, then do like we do. Stay up an extra hour and put a bunch of timestamps in. And now the first person that shows up to YouTube going, wow, look at this Bible study we got here. Wonder who this person is putting in all these timestamps. Next thing you know, they're going to be calling you a spiritual giant. Be like, wow, look what these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if it spoke to you, it's going to speak to somebody else. Amen. Oh, I've done gone to preaching, and I'm not even supposed to be preaching. You were supposed to be flagging me with that sign that says, it's not time to preach. Just so you guys know, Sister Leanne is one of the most amazing believers you're ever going to find. And yes, that was meant to be a term of endearment to you in front of God and everybody. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. Now, wait, let me just pause. We're going to receive communion now. If you are a believer, you are ready to to receive communion. I like how Brother Don said tonight. I'm a believer. You're a believer. Wait, the power of life and death is in your tongue. You said it, Don. I didn't tell you to say it. You said it. You're a believer. You're now ready to receive the communion elements.
Amen.
Me too, Mary. 23. For I received from the Lord. Wait, I'm just in go mode tonight. So, no matter what denomination you're from, no matter what church you belong to, no matter what any of that, if you are a believer, when the communion elements are served, you can receive it with believers. There's no verse in the Bible that says you can only do it with your church. This is the body of Christ that's broken, and you are a part of the body of Christ, so you can receive it. Now, I'm going to read the verses. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to give about 1 minute worth of instruction, and then we'll receive the elements together. Make sure you have some and get it ready. Get some grape juice and bread. If you don't have grape juice, get some water and bread or crackers. We got a little cracker tonight right here. You'll be ready to receive tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is Jesus right now, so are we on this earth right here, right now. How cool is that? Verse 18. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment or the trauma that goes with it. Say it. I am free from torment.
I am free from trauma.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we are going to pray the prayer of salvation. Any of you that come, you might say, Pastor, I'm new to this. All right. You don't want to receive communion if you've not been born again, because this is for those who are believers. All right. And we're going to pray a prayer of salvation. When we're finished praying it, you will be right with God. It's that simple. I'm going to lead us in it. Sister Leanne's going to say it after me. You say it with Sister Leanne. And in about 75 seconds, everything of your life will be right with God. How cool is that? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John
3:16. And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out like this and just pull them to you. Say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
Even in the darkest places of my life. I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Shout it. I am a believer. Just like that. You're right with God. You might say, wow, Pastor, I'm experiencing like hot heat or something. I know. People talk about it being all kinds of different ways. What's going on? Well, just like Adam. When Adam sinned, he lost all of his connection with God. You just received God in all of that connection and just came back to love. When you said, Jesus, fill me, he's the light of the world and he just filled you. You're full of light. He's the author and finisher of the faith. He just filled you with faith. He was perfect in his righteousness and he just filled you with his righteousness. That's why you feel so clean and so pure. You might say, yeah, but I've done all kinds of bad things. I know, but he just wiped it all away in one prayer. And it'll never be remembered against you another day. Why would he do that, Pastor? Because he loves you so much. He loves you so much. Think about it. Because you received his righteousness, you now get to use his righteousness to live by every day. It's amazing. Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Glory be to God. This is your first step of your Christian life. From now on, have your life as a believer. From now on, you are learning to walk with your Father who made you what you are and put you in your mama's womb. With a book written in heaven with your name on it and all your days laid out before you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Put my email address and website in there so you can contact me and say, hey, preacher, help me walk with God. We were talking about a minute ago about, we got 9 videos about the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And all of them come at it from a little different point of view, and they're filled with timestamps to help you know who God is and how powerful his righteousness is in your life. And we want to be a blessing to you. Shoot me an email. I don't spam you, because if I spam you, then I get 100-fold spam. I don't like that. So I don't spam. You send me an email, I send you one. You send me another one, then I send you another one. That's how it works in Jesus' name. Well, welcome to the kingdom. Let's receive our communion elements together. How cool is this? Abdul Haq, we speak the blood of Jesus in your life. Get you some grape juice. Get you some broken bread and receive the communion elements with us by the power of the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Stand in his blood. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me today. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am you.
I am you.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my
nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Lord.
From your body, Lord.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body tonight. Thank you, Father. That you endured the cross. Despising the shame, and you called it joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Say this with me, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Hold it, we're supposed to have the boomers with us.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're decent, and then if you're not, keep your camera quiet, but get your mouth loud. I mean, your mic loud. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in
remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation. I am a new creation.
Old things are passed away.
Old things are passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Ever, I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
Every day.
Every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
The word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the blood shed together. Glory be to God. Now,
amen.
I'm gonna get the drums out, but we're gonna sing. You ready? Let's sing. What can wash away my sin? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other power I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sister Francetta, take the second verse with the kazoo.
There you go. Roger, you got your banjo close?
Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other cloud I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Pastor, you guys really yell about everything?
Yep.
Yeah, we do that even when you ain't here with us. We yell about stuff. Well, there it is, guys. I encourage you to go back and listen to this night again. This was really good. This is really, 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 really good. Now, let me ask you. Well, let's do this first. Let's get the YouTubers and the Facebookers off so they can go about their night, and then we'll be still be here in Zoom for you who are close friends and partners. We'll be here so you can be a part of this. Those of you around the world, Blog Talk Radio, whatever your nation you're in, remember, send us an email. We want to know where you are and be able to bless you by name. You can even send us a postcard that says, you know, that's all it's got to say, and we'll know who you are. And P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. And that'll be a blessing to us. Those of you that are with us by YouTube or Facebook Live, thank you. Make sure you click like or love. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so that you are notified every time we come live to the best of their abilities. Remember, it's going to begin to show up on our website, samuelj.cottle.com. You'll be able to find all the links of every one of our messages right on the website. I don't know if it's there yet, but Sister Lisa and I are working on that together. And it's going to be available where you're going to be able to go there and get the link for anything that we're doing here. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, our closing verse. Phyllis, you're welcome to be there. We don't have anything that's keeping you out. Somebody say, let's send Phyllis a link for Zoom. I didn't see it. I didn't see you show up, but as soon as I see you, I'll be putting you live.
Hold on, I'll send you the link.
You might have to be out of Facebook, though. I'm not sure how your phone works. Everybody's phone is different. Our closing verse for tonight is, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Ready? And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the deep, and that same Holy Spirit is what fills you and me in our life. The same Spirit. There's only one. There's not a big HS and a little HS. There's one Holy Spirit. And he lives inside of you. Amen, Sister Francetta. We're praying for 6 a.m. job to go well. Strength in your body, healing in your knees, soundness in your mind, courage in your soul, and a beautiful sunshiny day.
Okay, sent you the Zoom link and Messenger, Phyllis.
He sent you the Zoom link and Messenger, Phyllis. The last verse of the Bible is, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. We'll see you soon. Oh, Jesus. Didn't do it right. We'll see you.